Good morning. We are Masechet Nida Daf Samachet Sachanaria, right? And actually, I just remembered now that on Shabbos, Manny wasn't yet to wish you Mazel Tov. You took the day off on Shabbos afternoon, so we never wish you Mazel Tov, or Nadav. Okay, Zot Chanukah. Okay, it's a day with lots of segulas. Okay, let's learn. Now, Gemara Shlakas Amalei. So now, Darash Rav is Dav Darash Rava. Rabbit learned taught halacha like this: Isha chofef be Shabbat, v'zeru b'mosheh Shabbat. So we saw the other day, we saw yesterday, this whole idea. We started already, I think, on Friday or Shabbos, about having to have chafifa samuch letvila, right? If you have to have the washing, she have to wash her hair close to the tvila or not. And we saw yesterday how far we could go: Sunday to Wednesday, Sunday to Thursday, Sunday to Monday, etc. Because we could do in theory a chafifa erev Shabbos and tovel motzeh Shabbos. So we use the lashon. Right, Shechein. Remember Shechein? That was the whole idea here, right? We said Shechein. That was the idea. Shechein Yomru, just because she can do like that, she can do like that. And then we said no. And then we ended up by saying that Efshar. And we saw that the Gemara Paskind Halocha, okay, we had that three-way machloka between Rav Chista, Rav Yeimar, and who was the other one? The other one, am I right? Was it Rav Chista? Rav Chisda, yes. Rav Yeimar, yes. And who was there? Was a three-way machloket. Rav Yeimar, Rav Chisda, and Rav Huna. Right. We had Rav Huna, Rav Yeimar, and Rav Chisda. And the Gemara said that the halacha is, right, we ended off by saying that Hilchata, did the Gemara end up by saying, we said there, where was it? Why can't I find it? I'm pretty sure we said that there was a, no, we had it like with a bit of a limitation. We said the halacha was like Rav Chisda, or can approach Rav Yeimar, right. It was like Rav Chisda, but without the Shosh Hashanah story. Shkoach. Right, so that was the idea. Now the Gemara's like a Darash Rava. Isha chofef erev Shabbat, but tovel b'motzei Shabbat. It seems to be a little bit different what we learned, right? That a woman can, maybe not, draw it erev Shabbos and tovel b'motzei Shabbos. Amar Rav Papa l'Rava. V'ha shalach Rabin b'igarte. Rabin sent a letter and said, Isha lo tachof b'erev Shabbat, but tovel b'motzei Shabbat. So she can't do that. Now we actually paskin, we said that aloha previously, Rak Rav Yeimar, limitarates. Right, Kilimitarates, I can't remember, Rav Chisda, not Rav Yeimar, and Rav Chisda was one who said that she could. Right? So, what's going on over here? He says, and more than that, V'tamarat Mechai, says to Rav Papa to Rabbi, then you should be surprised. How do you say such a thing? Look at Rashi. V'tamarat Mechai, right, hea chofefet b'yom v'tvele b'layla. Right, Sharei Bekoshi, Tiru Larchik Chafifata Mitvilata Kokach. You're telling me Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. How can you be say that? We hardly even allow the woman to do a tefillah during the chafif in the day and tefillah at night. Ele mishum di chafa belel tefillata emor lo chayf v'shafir. Why do we allow her to do a tefillah in the day and not at night? Because we say we make her do the tefillah right up to her night. Maybe she won't do it properly. Why? Mishum di maheret le tefillata. Mitoch she mehuma levaita. She wants to get home quickly. So she's going to do a sloppy job on washing her hair. No pun intended, right? On washing her hair, and then she won't do a good job, and she'll go. But otherwise, we want this as close as possible. How can you say Erev Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos? That's what Papa says to Rava. Right, so hi, Ben, take a chafif tefillah, and we need as close as possible. Tekef. Now, there's a couple of tekef. Shall we learned this before, right? We'll see in Masech Brachot. We've got tekef. We've got one of the things is tekef l'netilat yadayim birkat hamazon. That's the tekef of my machronim. We've got tekef le brocha achila. There's a couple of tekefs. The Gemara uses the term tekef immediately. Tekef le netilat yadayim birkat hamotzi. A couple of tekefs that you've got to do things straight away. Remember that we discussed it here once before. And that was Rav Kani. That's a stipler's vote on my machronim. That a guy came to the person, came to the stipler, and he says to him that his shoulder's hurting him. So he says, you know why your shoulder's hurting you? He says, because you talked between my machronim and birkat hamazon. He says yes. He says because the Gemara says tekef lebrik ma'amachonim brikat hamazon, and tekef is the letters of katef. You turn them around, you got katef. He says stop talking, you'll be fine. Okay. So now, he says I've been on tekef lechaviv tevila veleika. So therefore, look what Rava did. He wasn't worried about being rebuked. Hadar Oki Rabba Amora Levadash. He brought a guy, you remember Amora is like a public speaker for him. He put him up there and he made him say like this. Dvarim Sha'amarti Lifnechem. He said in public, he says, what I told you up until now, Ta'utain Biadi, I was mistaken. Rapapa corrected me. Baram Kachamru Mishmaid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is Alocha. Isha lo tachuf erev Shabbat v'tibul motzei Shabbat. A woman shouldn't do chafifa erev Shabbos and toivul on motzei Shabbos. V'tamal atzmachayin. Rava says, and we even so surprised. Hey, chafif b'yom tov v'lade. How we even allowed chachamim to allow them to do tefillin in the day, chafif in the day, and tefillin at night. Why? Because habina samuch lechafif v'tevila v'leika, and we haven't got it for hilchot. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, isha chafif b'yom tov v'lade. She can go to the wash her hair during the day and go to the mikveh at night. The hilchata isha lo tachuf ere balayla. And aloha, women should only do washing her head not. So the Gemara straight away says, kashi hilchata hilchata. We're going to steer between these two hilchatas. Make up your mind. Either she goes to the toivel, she does chuf in the day or at night. The Gemara says, no. Lo kashi had efshar, had lo efshar. Where it's possible that she can do it at night, she should do it at night. Where it's impossible she should do it at night, she should do it at night. So you see from this that during the week, on a weekday, a woman has no problem with Shabbos, no problem with Yontif. A woman should do wash her hair as close, on the contrary, as close to the mikveh as possible.
During the day.
During the night. Right, look at Rashi. Had efshar lachuf b'yom chafif b'yom. Had lo efshar lachuf b'yom kol motzei Shabbos. B'yom tov Ellen's right. Other way around. Where it's possible, sorry, you're right. Where it's possible to do chafif during the day, during the day, because we're concerned if she does it at night, she's going to rush and not do a proper job. Thank you, right. So that's Rashi says. So therefore, if it's not Shabbos or not Yontif, she can do it in the day, do it in the day, and then go to the mikveh at night. Where it's impossible to do it, don't do it Erev Shabbos, rather do it Motzei Yontif, Motzei Shabbos, and rather do it at night, even though you might do a quick job and you might rush off. Okay, so what is the halacha, by the way? Give me halacha there, halacha.
A woman must wash her hair immediately before him.
Shouldn't
have
initiated. You know, that's a translation from your Stein's out there.
Right. Best practice is to begin washing her hair once it's still daytime, continue washing until it's dark, and then immerse.
Is that the Rambam who says that? Is that the Rambam? Okay, shkoach. Let's hear. Okay, new Mishnah. Now we've got here two cases in the Mishnah. We've got a Rashi and a Seif, and we've got a couple of cases here. Nida shebat ka'atzba yom shvi shacharit. So a woman, I was talking about a woman doraita, right, that she counts 7 days and she goes to the mikveh at night. She did a bedikah in the morning of the 7th day. U'matza tohara, she sees that she's fine. What do you mean tohara? There's no blood. And then, however, ubeina shmashot lo hifrish. She did not do a bedikah, right? You know, you have to have a bedikah, there's a word for it. Hefsek tara. That's what I'm looking for. There's a hefsek tara. Women have to do a hefsek tara before she goes to the mikvah. Right towards the end of the day. So lo hefrisha. She didn't do a hefsek tara. Look at Rashi. Lo hefrisha. Lo badka atzma la hafrish betara. That's called the hefsek tara. Okay? So she didn't do a hefsek tara before at Benashmashot. And when she went to the mikvah. Right? She went to the mikvah. Ulachar yamim, and a couple of days later, badka umatzah tamei. So she saw 4 or 5 days later, she saw blood again. Now the question is follows. She knows on the 7th day in the morning she was tahora, correct? She didn't do a hefsek tahara, so she went to the mikvah. She's now been busy with taharot. Let's leave her husband out of this for a second, right? She's been doing busy with taharot for the last 4 days. And now she has a bedikah and she sees blood. So the question is, can she assume that since she did a hefsek tahara on the 7th day in the morning, she was tahora, and there's a chazoka she was tahor, and now when she sees blood now, it's basically a new blood, and the dini would apply like under any circumstances, which we'd say what? Made late, right? Or if she had a veset kavua, we'd say dayashata, right? Only going forward. Or do we say, no, you didn't do a hefsek tahara ben hashmashot, therefore, the chazok is at you tamea. That's the Gemara's question of here. So Mishnah says, "Harei hi becheskat tohora." So So we say, no, she's becheska Torah. She is to look at Rashi. Rei zo becheska Torah. But yamim shebein time, for the intermediary days. V'tahoroteya, and any of the produce which she was dealing with, shenaga bahen la'acha shetavla belel shmini tahorot. Anything that she dealt with after this, the mikveh, she went to the seventh at night, which is basically the ninth, the eighth day, or tahor, wadahashul chazah, and the blood she sees is blood now. Okay, so the question everyone should be asking here is, what about me 8 to 8? Right, okay, we'll get to it in a second. Next case. Badka atzma b'yom shvi'i b'shacharit u'matza tameya. Now she went to the mikveh, she did a bedikah in the morning, on the seventh of the morning, and she saw blood. U'benosh mashot lo efrisha. And she didn't do a bedikah again, b'nosh mashot, on the seventh day. And I'm assuming now that she went to the mikveh nonetheless. Okay? She didn't do a bedikah, I'm assuming. I have any grounds to assume it, just my gut feel the way the Mishnah is written. Ula'achar zman badka u'metza tohara. Right? And then a few days later she did a bedikah and she sees that she's stopped bleeding. Right? Harei zo becheskat temeya. We say no, she's actually becheskat temeya. And therefore look at Rashi, what is it becheskat temeya? There's no Rashi in becheskat temeya. No, I thought there was. There's no Rashi in becheskat temeya. Basically the same idea. All the tohorot that she played with right up until now would be Tmeot from the seventh day, correct? 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, all Tmeot. Now the Mishnah says, Umetam'a mi 8 le 8 umi pekida le pekida. That's what we saw the very first Mishnah in the Masechta. Right, look at Rashi, Umetam'a mi 8 le 8, Aresha Kai. Rashi, this applies to the first, to the Rashi which we just saw already, the first case. So the first case, we did a bedikah in the morning and she was Tahora. She did a bedikah at night. And then father, she did a bedikah. And we said she's a Cheska Tahora. She cheskat tohora, but like a normal din of me'et leit. Okay? She go back me'et leit. Look at Rashi. Dektani achar yamin bat kao matzah temeya metame me'et leit shel riazo from the shri'ya. Ve'im yesh la veset, daya shata. And the same aloch applies. If she sees a veset, she has got a veset kavua, daya shata, even though me'et leit, she only is metame going forward. So the first case, which is a bedikah on the 7th in the morning, everything's good. At which the bedikah on the seventh morning she found that she was tameya. Then the chazok is she was tameya all the way through until she becomes tahora. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says a little bit differently. Right? The Mishnah Shas says it's not v'Rabbi Yehuda, it's v'Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Right? Chol shelo hifrisha betahara mina mincha ulamala. He says it's cholek on the first case in the Mishnah where he says if you didn't do a bedikah hefsek tahara from the later on after mincha ulamala, Harei zo becheskat temeya. Right? So that's the second opinion in the Mishnah. So we've got Tana Kamu who says she's a becheskat tahora. Rabbi Yehuda says if you didn't do a bedika, min amincha lemala, she's a becheskat temeya. And the third opinion, we've got Chachamim here. Chachamim here are different to Tana Kamu. Okay? This is like a Chachamim Batra. Right? Later Chachamim. The Chachamim Omrim, afilu beshnayim lenirata batka umatza tahora. Even on the second day of her 7 days, not the last day. Tana Kama said, on the 7th day, she had a bedikah in the morning. Chachamim said, even if on the second day of her nida, she had a bedikah and matzah tahora. Uben ashmashot lo hifrisha. And she never did a bedikah uben ashmashot on the 7th day. Ulachar zman, and she went to the mikvah on the 7th day, right? Ulachar zman badka atzma umatzah temeya. And then a few days later, she did a bedikah and she found herself temeya. Harei zu becheska Torah. She's tahora all the time. But they saying that even if it was only the second day, you did a bedikah and you found yourself tahora, you bechazoka tahora, much more make kill in Tana Kama. So we've got three, we've got Rabbi Yehuda says no. If you did a bedikah on the 7th day, ben ashmashot, or bin amincha ulamala, so bin amincha ulamala, you becheska temeya. Rabbi Tanakamu says you have to at least do bedikah on the 7th in the morning, and Chachamim say even do the bedikah on the 2nd day. Right, now what's missing here? The 1st day. What happens if you did a bedikah on the 1st day and you found that you were Tahora? Right, okay, so maybe we'll see that later on in the Gemara. Let's care. All right, the Gemara says, Itmar Rav Amar Zavavada. So the Gemara says it's a Machloket Amoraim, and the assumption of the Gemara is that it's on this Mishnah. Between Rav and Levi. Right? Rav Amar Zava.
You didn't do it on first day. That's when you noticed your opinion.
Okay, so you started bleeding in the morning, and then let's say, like at 11 o'clock, you did a bedikah and you stopped bleeding. You didn't do a bedikah on the 7th day, you went to the mikveh. And then 4 days later, you saw blood. Would we say, Adain Cheskat Tahora? we say that the first day, I'll tell you what, okay, I'm cheating a little bit because I mean, I've seen the rest of the Gemara, no, but I'll tell you what my thinking is. So you're gonna, the question here is all about chazokas, right? So on the second day, on the seventh day, according to Tanakama, when she does a bedik in the morning, and she doesn't see blood anymore, and then she doesn't do a bedik again in the afternoon, she goes to the mikveh, and then 5 days later she does a bedik and she sees blood. Why is she tahora? Because of the chazoka. And on the seventh day she stopped bleeding, and therefore she's got a chazoka, she stopped bleeding. So that chazoka stays now from the seventh onwards up until that she was a cheskat tahora. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If she didn't do a bedikah from Minamin Chulamala, so what are we assuming? She actually becheskat tameya. Because she's in the time of Nida, and those 7 days are assumed to be days of bleeding. Therefore, she's a becheskat tameya. And when do we know that she's no longer becheskat tameya? If Minamin Chulamala should have bedikah towards the end of the seventh day. Comes along Chachamim and say, even on the second day of the Bedika. So the first day really is a chazoka that her ma'ayan is patuach. Understand? So the first day is a chazoka, this is a bleeding woman. So even if she still did a Bedika during the morning of this first day, we would still say, the chazoka, at least one day she's going to be bleeding. That's why I'm saying it might be a little bit different because of the chazoka. Okay. But I might be talking nonsense. But I can now Itmar. Right, Rav Amar Zavavadai. Rav says she's a fully fledged Zava, this woman. V'levi Amar Zava Safek. And Levi says, no, she's only a Zava Besafek. But even Levi agrees that she's a Zava, but a Zava Besafek. Right? What's the difference between Zava Safek, Zava Vada? Would probably be if she eat the Korban, not eat the Korban, right? She has to be right. All the enough commands we saw of a Safek or Vada. But she's still a Zava, according to Levi.
You're talking about
the woman who.
Achar's man of the 7th.
Yes.
So in,
right,
the 11th day.
In the 11th day, right. The Gemara says, ahai, what are we talking about? Look at Rashi, Akai. What is this discussing? What is this Rav and Levi? Why is the Gemara assuming they're discussing our Mishnah? It doesn't make sense discussing our Mishnah. Ilema Aresha. Let's take the first case in the Mishnah. We should have bedikah on the seventh day at Shacharit. Right? So we talk about the Aresha. Harei zo becheskat tahora. The Mishnah clearly said, harei zo becheskat tahora. So how can we say this woman is a Zava? She's a Becheskat Tahora, means that she's never saw blood, and she can't become a Zava out of being a Becheskat Tahora, she's a Tahora. So maybe we're discussing the Sefer, and a Sefer, the second case where we said there, Batkasa B'yom Shvi Shachrit Umatzat Temeya. Right, and she found that she was a Temeya. Look, Rashi says there, a Sefer, Batkasa Shvi Shachrit Umatzat Temeya, V'lashmashot Lohi Frish, that second case. So now let's see, on that second case, how do we establish a case of being a Zava? So Bishlom is Safek Zava, I mean, we understand Levi. They said maybe she's a Safek Zava. Look at Rashi. Bishlom is Zava Zava. Rashi says Lechaya, right? In this order. The Kevan de lo hifrisha betara lo shachif lo arvid. Since she didn't do a bedika, she lo hifrish betara. It was when she did a bedika in the morning, she was a temeya. And then at night, she didn't do a bedika at all. So Iker is fuka. We can have a Safek that what? That she, just like on the 7th of the morning, she did a bedika, she saw blood. She didn't check again in the afternoon, so we don't know what happened. There's a good chance that Beroah Chet Tet Vav, that for the next 3 days she carried on seeing blood. Now Chet Tet and Vav, Chet Tet and Yud, sorry, are the Yemei Ziva. Remember, because the first 7 days are Nida. And let's assume that she might have not stopped seeing blood in the afternoon. She never saw blood. But now she went into Zavish, now she, but she's only a Safek. We didn't really check. She never knows. She never did a Bedika. She didn't see. She only saw 4 days later blood. So the most you can be is a Safek Zava. To be a Vadai Zava, she had to see the blood on the 7th, on the 8th, 9th, and 10th days. She never saw it. She saw it on 12th day, she saw blood. So we're making an assumption. We're saying, on the 7th in the morning, she saw blood. She didn't do a Hefsek Tire on the 7th afternoon, so we don't know if the blood stopped or didn't stop. Now she sees blood on the 11th day, so maybe 8th, 9th, 10th, she saw blood. Maybe, right? It's only a Safek.
I mean, she could still be a Nida.
She might have been a Nida and it might have not stopped bleeding, right, which means that her Dav Zavas haven't started. Mm-hmm. Or she might have stopped seeing blood and not seen blood 8th, 9th, and 10th. So there are two good Sveikas over here. Probably even a Sveika to say that she's Patra altogether. Sveika number one, she stopped bleeding altogether on the 7th and there was no blood 8th, 9th, and 10th. Sveika number two, like Ira said, she never stopped bleeding at all, so she's still a Nida. So there's a Sveik. There's a good reason to say she's not a Zava. So the most we can say is that she's a Safek Zava. I've got to be a brilliant
thing. Where there's a good reason. If she failed to check, why does she get a Sveik out of that?
Because the Safek, maybe she never saw blood in the afternoon.
She didn't check, so
the fact is, she, but because she, but the most we got is a Safek. Do you agree?
Okay,
but okay, if then that's fine. That's good for me.
What about with the blood feeding? She has to have a feeding with
a that's why it's a suffix also. Could be a lot of reasons. She might not have felt the feed. She might have been busy doing exercise. She might have hidden the feed. We saw lots of reasons why, right? So the
maybe
feedings
that's
were
why she checked then.
So maybe okay, we wrote a whole book on all of this, right? You get it right? I want to tell you one thing. We changed that. How we do for time wise. We're a little bit fast. That brilliant. The concept of suffix, right? We always think that suffix means that we're not sure of something, right? Suffix could even be that if there's a machloket pos in the poskim, and one poskim says like this, and one poskim says like this, and we actually sort of recently with regards to Hilchot Shabbos, Arvadi Yosef paskins like this. There's a case with regards to Borei. I'll just give you an example, right? With Borei, where the pask halachic is like the prima gadim, who says that with regards to Borei, with regards to Kalim. So now, Kalim Arvadi Yosef says the sfeik's fake here. Why is the sfeik's fake? Because on the one hand, it might not be something. On the other hand, the halacha might not be like the prima gadim. See, that's also a safek. Is the halacha like him? Maybe the halacha is like the guy who argues with him. Yeah. That's also in halacha called a safek. Right? It's quite amazing. We always see the thing as safek, and we're not sure. No, safek is any time is a safek. So you also have to do that, right? But he says that even if the safek is maybe the halacha is not like him, so we've got another safek, this and that, maybe it becomes a safek's faker.
So if you bring enough safek,
you could pass in the kula. Yeah.
That can work only on a safek's faker, only if you have the first safek.
100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%. You can't say halacha is not like him because it's a safek. Exactly. Because it's a safek, it might be like him also. Okay, so you depend if it's the door rabbanan, but you never have chumrah. Because you always pass like lekul. You say maybe by the way that might be. Because we say halacha is like by Hillel, right? We say binyan in not by Hamashiach halacha will be like by Shammai. Most of the time, by Shammai is more machmir than by Hillel. So the question we pass in the kula now, we never pass in the chumrah, right? So, okay, and then that's out of our scope. Can't just care, right? The Gamsa. Everything that I said that he's sensible, he's also a suffix. All right. Maybe what I say is nonsense. All right. No, just kidding. Right. Also a suffix. Right. So now, most we can say here, so we said, Bishloma, suffix, Zavam Rinan. Ela Zavai Vadai. How can we say that this girl's a Zavai Vadai? Right. Look at Rashi there. Rashi has bit me up with a question. How can we say that she's a Vadai? Look at Rashi. Vare Badke La Achar Yamami Metzah Tohora. Right. Because what happens in the Sefer, right? We said bad katz biyom hashvi'i shachrit u'matzat temeya. Then bad hashvash lo efrisha u'la'achar zman bad ka u'matzat tahora. We said she's a cheskat temeya because we say in the fact she didn't do a bedika hefsek tara, but now she's tahora. So how can you say she's a vadai zava? What grounds are you going to say vadai zava? So the Gemara understands it's got a problem. The Gemara says like this: you're right, right. You're right. This machloket Rav Levi has got nothing to do with our Mishnah. We try to relate to our Mishnah. It's got nothing to do with Mishnah. Was something said in its own context, not in the context of our Mishnah. And then the question is: Dinah Shabbat Katzva B'Yom Hashvi'i Shachar to Matzat Temeya, a woman who checked herself on the seventh day in Shachar, the Matzat Temeya, she found that she was Temeya, and then Ben Hashvash Lefish didn't do it b'fisha. Ulachamim Bar Ken she Matzat Temeya. Rav Mar Zava V'Dvada V'Rav Mar Zava Safek. It's got nothing to do with our Mishnah. It's a separate case altogether, right? That basically a woman who did a bedikah on the seventh day, and on the seventh day in the morning she found that she was Temeya, and then after Ben Hashvash she didn't do a b'fisha. And then after a while, she had a bedikah and matzah temeya. You see that different to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said after a few days, she did a bedikah and matzah tahora. So forget our Mishnah. There's not a different case altogether. And this is the case they're speaking about. She was temeya on the seventh day, and she was temeya again a few days later. Now we got a machloket. Right? Rav Amar Zava Vadai, Rav Amar Zava Safek. Here, Rav says she's a definitely a Vadai, and Levi says a Safek. Rav says definitely a Vadai. Why is she definitely a Vadai? Because Kevin Demi Karen Nimtzei Temeya, V'achshav Nimtzei Temeya, Temeya Vadai. Your Rav says, what are you worrying about? On the seventh day, she was definitely Temeya. 5 days, she's definitely Temeya. It means she had to stop bleeding. So she's obviously a Vadai. Your point that she might not stop being a Nida, they don't discuss.
Right.
You understand that? Right? Levi Amar Safek Zava. Why isn't he a Safek Zava? Amar Paske Bini Bini. In the meantime, she stopped bleeding. So Levi says, all we know is that she was bleeding on the 7th, and she's bleeding now on the 12th, but we know nothing about the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. So the most we can assume is a Zaba, a Safek. And Levi, now this is very interesting, right? Levi had his own brightas, right? Levi also had his own brightas, which paralleled the Mishnahs. And it says, V'chein Tan Levi Matnita, in his brighta, which was parallel to this Mishnah, right? I think I saw that somewhere. I'm not making it up. I don't know where I saw it. I'm not sure where I saw it. But I see not in Rashi here, but I might have seen it. I must have read it in a note somewhere. V'chein Tan Levi Matnita, Asefer de Matnitin, Tani Hachalisa, he taught it. Bad Kasher V'Shachrit, if she did a bedikah on the 7th of the morning, Umatzat Temeya. Uben Hashmashal, if she didn't do a bedikah in the afternoon. V'achar Yamin, Bain Badka, Umatzat Torah, Bain Badka, Umatzat Temeya, whether she did a bedikah. A few days later, and she saw that she was tahor. Also, it makes no difference. Harezor safek zava, safek zava. Could we say this? Since she didn't do a bedik in the afternoon, and she was bleeding on the 7th, we're assuming she didn't stop bleeding, and therefore she's a safek zava. Now I'm troubled because I can't see it on the daf here. Is not a kuterashi there? Please, someone help me. Where did I find it? Where did I find what I just said now? That Levi made his own brighters. Here we are, Levi Shana Brightot. Levi made his own brighters. V'sidran keneged sheshet sidrei ha-mishnah. And he arranged it in the same order of the Mishnahs. U'chaderech she'asu Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Oishe lefanav. Okay, so there was a Masorah here. Rabbi Oishe, we know that Rabbi Oishe is a stam brighter Rabbi Oishe, right? And Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya. We've said that we Toseftas and brighters are all Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Oishe. We've had all those things before, right? So it's over here, and that's Rashi and Ketubot. We'll see it in Bab Metzia. We don't think Bab Metzia. All right. So now we got the Mishnah carried on and said Umetama Me'etim. We said that was talking about the Reisha. Right, that the Reisha, not Kombi Stam, Brighter Rabbi Oishia, but they were all Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. There was Rabbi Meir, Stam Mishra, Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta. There's a Kalaket. Google it, please. There's Stam Tosefta, Stam, somebody Google, please. Stam, they were all Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. We had Rabbi Meir, we've seen this Talmidim before. Rabbi Meir was Stam Mishra, and there was Stam Brighter and Stam Tosefta. Huh?
They compiled them, was it?
Yeah, but they it was there. Oh, Rabbi Oisha, I think Rabbi Oisha is Stam Brighter, Rabbi Oisha. Somebody Google it, please. All right. Umetame Eklait. So Leime Gemara Slakas. Leime Tehavet Yuvdel Rava. This, the fact that the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, yeah, that she's Metame Mi Eit Na Eit. Right, because this is a Tiyuv. Did anybody find it?
Okay.
Right. Leime Tehavet Tiyuvdel de Rava. This is a tiyuv to the Rava. Why the tiyuv? What's the tiyuv to the Rava? The Amar Rava, Rava said like this on Daf Lamed Tet earlier on, sort of a few daf ago. 30 daf ago, sorry, a month ago. Hey? What's it?
Stam Matnitin, Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta, Rabbi Nehemia, Stam Sifra, Rabbi Huda, Stam Sifra, Rabbi Shimon.
And Stam Tosefta? Stam Brighter?
That's it. Stam Tosefta.
Rabbi Nehemiah.
No, according to Rambam, the Brighter book compiled by Rabbi Hoshaya.
Rabbi Hoshaya. That's it. Stam Brighter Hoshaya.
Remember, you beat Brighter. I don't think it's necessarily
the Brighters. He compiled the Brighters. If he compiled the Brighters, then Stam Brighter Hoshaya.
So, when you say Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yudah
Nasi. Ah, he compiled, I got it.
Yeah.
I remember Rabbi Hoshaya was with Brighters. Okay, Shkoch. Okay, let's go. But all those Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. That was the whole idea. All the Tanaim.
They were in the 4th century.
The 4th century. Rabbi Akiva was in the 1st century. Rabbi Akiva lived to end the Bayit Sheni. Rabbi Akiva lived long. Maybe he outlived most of his students. He lived till over 100, I think. Rabbi Akiva lived longer than most 120. Yeah. Yeah, most of his students died while he was alive. He outlived all his students. Rabbi Akiva. All right. So this is the Tuf Rava. Why the Amar Rava? Rava said 30 a month ago, right? Should all be fresh in your minds, right? As we've been discussing, right? A woman now has she's a nida 7 days, and then she stops being a nida, and then she now has 11 days of ziva. So now she sees blood during those 11 days. Rava said that if she sees blood, it must have been a Friday, that daf. Robert, just check. What daf was Lamed Tet on? Just check what day of the week Lamed Tet was.
Lamed Tet was on a Sunday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You might have been away, though.
sawn in seven shots.
Because it sounds like a daf that I don't remember giving you a share on this. Okay, so Rava said that on those 11 days, in theory, a woman is mesulekat damim. She's not meant to see blood in those days. That's why if she sees blood, she's a zava, right? Because a zava is abnormal. It's a sickness. Something's wrong. So that's what he said. Therefore, if she sees blood in those 11 days, she's like a musulekat damim. And we know the musulekat damim, a woman who's pregnant or an older woman or a breastfeeding woman, they're not meant to be seeing blood. So if they see blood now, why do we say metame me'et la'et, we go back 24 hours? Can we say that a woman with oritis is already tamea when the blood is in the, before it goes into the, it comes out. Even inside her body, it's already, remember, leaves the uterus into the vagina, she's tamea d'oraita. So they say, she only saw the blood coming out today, but really left the uterus yesterday. But a woman who's mesuleket damim, the chance are that she never had blood yesterday in the walls of her vagina, so she's not a tamea me'et la'et. So while she's a zava in those period of 11 days, she shouldn't be seeing blood. So she saw blood. It's an abnormal situation. We don't metame me'etla. That's what Rava said. And here the Gemara says, metame me'etla. In our case over here, a woman who did a bedikah on the 7th in the morning. And then, remember, because Rashi said it was on the Reisha, that case, right? She did a bedikah on the 7th in the morning and she found that she was tahor. And then 5-6 days later, she did a bedikah, sure she was tamea. Right? We can rightfully assume she's now in her 11 days of ziva. And therefore, she's a mesuleket damim. And therefore, we don't metame her la'et la'et. And Rava says we do. Either way around. Rava says we don't. The Mishnah says we do. So the Gemara says, hey, this is to Yufta de Rava. Right? Yufta de Rava. De Amar Rava, Lomash, Anisha, metame me'et la'et, betochim ezivata. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Velov, velav, odvine le Rava chadazimna. Didn't we already challenge Rava on this? Why are you coming again with a Tiyufta? We already had a Tiyufta. We already knocked Rabba out. In fact, look at Rashi here. Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Utvina Rabba Chadazimna, right? Lomar, sorry. Lomar, look at that Rashi at the very beginning, the third wide lines at the top. Lomar, she'enem et ha'et la'et, b'perek b'not kuti, b'ondaf lamet teta b'ad Rashi. Ketani, kol echad es... Kol echad asar b'cheskat taharet. During 11 days, she's going to chazoka being tahor. V'amiran, lomar yilchata, what's a klal, what's a big deal? V'amiran, Rabbi says, what's a yilchata? Lomar, she'im tireh b'toch yur alef, enem et ha'et la'et. Could we see her during the 11 days? We don't metame her matnitin ketani, metame me'et la'et. And our Mishnah says it is me'et la'et. Could we discuss in the Rashi? Diktani, achar hayamim, right? Bat kao matza temeya. Umetama hashas, and the shas is metame. Look, Rashi says, and the shas is surprised. Why are you asking this question again? V'lav odvina be'peruk banot kutim. Didn't we already ask this kashi on Rav? We had a tiyufta on Rav already. V'lo ifruk. He wasn't able to deflect it. So we already knocked out that aloha of Rav. Why are you asking the Gemara question again? The Gemara says, no. We have to ask it again. Why? The Gemara says, The Gemara says, no, you're right. We did ask. We've got to ask again. Let's say there's another tiyufta even from here. Why? Right? Because what could Rava possibly say to you? Rava could have said, ki ketani. Right? When we learned metam em eight le'eit, aresh pirkin kai. It's got nothing to do with this. That Mishnah. Rashi said. Right? Let's look. Rashi said, when we said in the Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah, we said, Nida Shebatka. Then with the second case, Batka Atzma Biyom there. And then the Mishnah out of the blue says, Metama Eit La'et, Mepikla Pekida. Now, how do we know that Metama Eit La'et he's speaking about? Maybe that Metama Eit La'et is actually just a halacha in the Mishnah. Rashi's the one who told us it's talking about the Reisha. Maybe it's not talking about the Reisha. Maybe it's talking about something else in the Gemara. Why do we talk about the Reisha? It's out of context. It doesn't go, Nida Shebatka Atzma, Yom Shvi Shachrit, Umetzah Tahora, Ubashmat Loi Fisha, Ulacha Yamim Batka, Umetzah Temeya, Mi Eit La'et, Umepikida Pikida. Are you with me? Do you understand the question? It's 3-4 lines later. So Rashi tells us, no. Read it as if it was in the 3 lines ago. But maybe Rava would say, no. Don't read like this. Is me, this me eight late? Actually, somewhere else. Ki ketani. We learned this in our Mishnah. But I'm late. Aresh pirkin. It's actually going back to the beginning of the Perek. Hatinoket shloi gears banli rot venisait. Beit shama omrim not in la arba leilot. Ubehilal omrim ad shetichi amaka. Umetame me eight late. Why dafka here? Remember, the Mishnah is all one long Mishnah already, right? When Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, didn't write it that this Mishnah is on Daf Samachet and this Mishnah is on Daf Lametet. It could, right? Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, one long Mishnah. So why are we deciding to play around where to place it? So he said, like this, Kitari Ratama made late. Aresh Pirkin, in the beginning of the Birka, Rata of Oda Bebet Avia, in the very first part of the Mishnah. The third example of the Mishnah, Behila Omrim Kola Laila Shela. Hillel says that even though she's with her husband now, she's a youngster, she's got the whole night. And Beit Shammai said only the Biat Mitzvah, remember? And then say, rather will tell you, and then put in there, if she saw blood after that first night, metamem eight le'eight. So Rabbi could have said, no, it's not, and therefore we might have thought it's going to be different. Right? Arashmi kakai aratavu le benavia. Why? Sagra chamina, kevan de mifseke lehu yamim tohorin. Because what's going on now? We might have thought, since she's got, she saw blood on that night, and now there's clear days. Ketchilat nidat damia, velo titamei me'eit le'eit. We might have thought, since she only saw blood that night, and now she's waited, she's blood again, maybe it's like a new blood again. And she would have even tamei me'eit le'eit, because the first blood was blood betulim. This is blood nida, so she's like a newborn nida lady. And a new person is needed for the first time. We don't say metamei late. We say dayash go forward, right? Even though we do say metamei late, that's how Rav could have explained it. Therefore, we had to make this kasha to make it clear that we don't metamei a woman during the vest, that we do metamei late even during the 11 days, and not to come and maybe think of this. We're talking about something else. Okay. Now the Mishnah Gemara goes on. Im yesh la veset. So we said if she has a veset, dayash ata. Look at Rashi here. What do we think? A sefer de Madina. They talk about the sefer, right? That second case of where she did a bedikah and then she found herself tamei on the seventh day. Diktani achar hayamim bat kav matzat tamei. She found herself tamei. Matameit leit. V'im yesh la veset kavua lachar hayamim dahainu yamei ziva v'ratah bodeh ashata. That's how we thought. We thought it meant like that. They should have bedikah. A couple days later, she did a bedikah again. She found herself tameya. And now we say, if she's got a veset, then she is metame, she's dayasha ata. So the Gemara says on this one, name metavet yuvta Rav Huna, Barachia, Amar Shmuel. Right? What did Rav Huna, Barachia, Amar Shmuel say? That he said, lomar, she'ein ha'isha kovat la veset b'mei zivata. Okay? So he said, remember, we learned this as well. Right? This Gemara was... We also the on Daf Lametet. It's in the same place. But Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel said that a woman is not kovaat veset bimei zivata. Then remember we had that whole calculation. Remember we said that if it comes around on those days in the 11th day she isn't kovaat veset. We actually ended up saying no. We just said that if she has the Gemara explained on that side, right? Lomash eni shekovaat veset bimei zivata. Amar lecha Rav Huna Bar Chiya. So now the Gemara, a possible answer of this. Amalach Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Now look, our Gemara says, Tiyufta Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel. The Gemara says, Amalach Rav Huna Bar Chiya. He would answer. Look, Rashi's got a different version. Rashi says, Amalach Shmuel. You see that? Rashi says, Shmuel would say to you, Ki Amrei Ani Lekula. When I said that, right, so ready, how could he answer? He'd say, Ki Amrinan, Ein Shakuvan HaVesed B'mei Zivata. What did I really mean? Delo Bayi Tlatei Zimne Lemi'aker. All I'm saying to you is that if she saw a veset the one, so Anachem, you have to be choshesh the following month to that day. But even if she saw it three times in the days of her ziva time, one day that she, one month she never saw it would be enough to ma'akeh the whole thing. Why? Because it's not normal for a woman to be kovat a veset during her ziva. Damrinan damea mesulakin, because in those 11 days of her ziva, she's really a woman who doesn't need to see blood. Therefore, the fact that she saw blood is a strange situation on its own. And that's why we're saying now that since she shouldn't really have damim there, if she did see blood there, dayashata, right? No more difficult. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, now, the next case in the Mishnah, which Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who was machmir. Rabbi Yehuda said that... Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kol shelohi frisha betara mina mincha ulemala. Any woman didn't do a hefsek tara after mincha is a becheska tamea." Right? So we're going like this. Rabbi Yehuda met Tanya. We got a bright time. Rule on Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, "But I understand you, Rabbi Yehuda. Why are you making a distinction here between minha mincha ulemala? Let's just understand for a second. Mina mincha ulemala is not ben ashmashot. Right?" Mina mincha ulemala is much earlier than ben hashmashot. Ben hashmashot is really no longer mincha. You can't da mincha already, unless you're a chassid, I suppose. Chassidim da mincha ben hashmashot, right? Shkia, and Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, he waited. He waited for Shkia to Mincha, right? He was Dav Mincha only for Shkia. What? Biali Rebbe was here for Shabbos a few years ago. And we dava mincha on Shabbos afternoon. We makpid them before Shkia. No. He waited. Yeah. Only davened the Shmona Asher at Shkia.
We were davening mincha.
So. Yeah. They made their own minyan because they dava mincha b'Shkia.
It was
huh?
A long time.
Was it in the other place?
It's got to be 19 years.
10 years ago, about 10 years ago. Yeah, about 10 years ago. Right. So
there's a machlokes when it actually. Some say it actually is.
What mina mincha ishkia?
It's referring to twilight.
Okay, well, Rashi says that in our Gemara.
He brings on 68a.
On 68, that's our Gemara, right? In the Mishnah, Rashi said mina mincha ulamala. Ah, look at Rashi here. Wow. Actually, I had a marking on this panel. I've even written it underneath here. This is, look here, Rashi. In Rashi, I skipped out that Rashi. Let's go back to that Rashi for a second. Interesting. Afilu, go back to that Rashi there on Daf Samachet Amud Aleph. Rashi, Afilu b'shni'im l'nidata badka. That was when we said Afilu b'shni'im. That was the Chachamim, the second opinion of Chachamim, right? So Afilu b'shni'im l'nidata badka shachrit u'matza tohora. And then Barashmashot they didn't do a bedika. Ulesof Sheva Tavla. And then at the end of the 7 days, right, she went to the mikvah. Vachar Yamin Badko Matzatim. And then she found herself to Maya. Harezu Ad Achsha Becheska Tohora. She's Tohora. The Rashi says like this. Vishalosh Machlokot Badavar. This is a three-way machloket. Tanakama says, Shvi'ihu de Metaharta Bedika Shachrit Aval Shani Lo. Disagree to the Chachamim. Chachamim say, even if they do the bedikah on the second day, but Tanakama says, only if they do the bedikah on the seventh day, in the morning. Ul Rabbi Yehuda, afilo bedikah shvi'i shachrit. Even if they do the bedikah of shvi'i shachrit, lo metahara, ad she tafrish bein hashmashot. Now, our Mishnah says, mina mincha ulamala, Rashi writes there, she tafrish bein hashmashot. Now, I'm not sure if it's a machloket, or if Rafi and Rashi are different girsa, or if Rashi just assuming that because they're all discussing Bein HaShmashot, because the Tanakhama says, Nira Shabbat Kaswai Bashvi Shachar Matzah Torah Bein HaShmashot Lo Efrisha, and then so it must be that Rabbi is also talking about Bein HaShmashot, I don't know. Ul Rabbanan, but try Afilu B'Shaini. Okay, so Rashi mentions Bein HaShmashot, but I think from the rest of the sugi we'll see there's clearly not Bein HaShmashot. But yeah, I could be wrong. Let's see what the Gemara says. Amru Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Ilmalei Yadeya Munachot Be'enei Kol Bein HaShmashot. Yeah, fair Talmud. He says, you know what, Rabbi Yehuda, I would agree with you if what were we talking about? We had a case where we say Yadea Munachot Be'ena, her fingers in her eye, that's a euphemism, right? Which is doing a bedika the whole time, all the way, right? So then Imsiluk Yadea Ra'ata. Look at Rashi there. Imsiluk Yadea Ra'ata. Va'filu hachi. And then Amarta Tohora, Hilchach Mali Hifsika Betahara Barishon. Then I would understand, right? Because basically, what are you telling me? That she did a bedika the whole way through, and she had done a bedika. Then Mali Fisher Betahara Beshvi Mina Minchu Lamala Mali Fisher Betahara Barishon. Because then I would say, what's the difference when she did a Hifrisha, right? Because if you're going to tell me that she had a bedika all the way into Bein HaShmashot. See that? Aval, right? Berishon, right? It's a, hold on. He says, Ilmalei Yadeh Munachot Be'enei Kol Bein HaShmashot, Aval, but now, Amar, what did you say? Im Sluk Yadeh Ra'ata, when she stopped, when she took her finger out, but she did a bedikah, she saw, what did she see there? That she was a Tameya, right? So, Mali Yifrisha Betara B'Sheva Min HaMincho Lamala, Mali Yifrisha Betara Berishon. If you would have told me that she did the bedikah up until Bein HaShmashot, and I would agree with you. But you saying that she only has to do the bedikah after Mina Mincha Ulamala. But the Gemara is clearly saying that according to you, Chachamim was saying to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need her to do the bedikah all the way to Bein HaShmashot. It's good enough for you that she did the bedikah after Mincha. Which means it's not Bein HaShmashot, you understand? Steve? Mm. That's what I understand that Rashi there now.
Yeah,
Because the Gemara's kashya to Rabbi Yehuda is, Rabbi Yehuda, if you'd have told me that she had a bedikah all the way into Ben Hashmashot, then I would understand. But you only need to do a bedikah up until Mina Mincha Ulamala. There's still time after Mina Mincha at Ben Hashmashot, you could have seen blood. So what does the bedikah after Mincha help me? She might have seen blood Ben Hashmashot. She never had 7 full clean days. If she did a bedikah up until Ben Hashmashot, so we know when she went to the mikveh, she definitely never saw blood on the 7th day. If she did a bedikah only Min HaMincha Ulamala, there's still between Min HaMincha Ulamala to Ben Hashmashot, she could have seen blood. So what do I care if she did it on the 7th day or she did it on the 1st day? If I'm not making her do it all the way up to Ben Hashmashot, right? That's pshat in the Gemara. That's why I'm surprised that it stands out, the Gemara even mentions that machloket. Because it's pshat in the Gemara over here.
Well, you just had to mention that there is the 3-way as Rashi mentioned.
But I'm surprised that Rashi mentions it now. Okay, let's not blame Rabbi Steinsaltz. Mm-hmm. Professor Rabbi Steinsaltz. Doctor, yeah, Professor Rabbi Steinsaltz. Right? Right? But anyhow, so that's what the Gemara says. Right? Aber achshav, im sluk yad yarat, mali fisher betor b'shev mei minchen mali, mali fisher betor b'risho. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? B'risho, mi'ike, laman, amar? Is anybody even says from the first day you can do a bedikah? And we started off speaking about this very beginning of the shiur, about chazoka, right? Day. Right. In our case, Chachamim saying from the second day. Where do you? Because only you told me the first day. Gemara now ignores that answer. What, from the first day? Somebody says, "Gemara in yes, there is someone says from the first day. Who's that?" But I tell him we got a brighter. I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe said, "Shalti Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Shimon, kishayu malchim aderech." I asked him a question while they were walking on the way. Neither shabbat katzma b'yom shvi shacharit. Woman did a bedik on the 7th of shacharit. Umatzat tohora and she did a torah. Uben hashmashu lohi fisher. She didn't do a bedik like in our mishnah. Urachem ibarka matzat tamei. Exactly like our mitzvah. Mahu what's alocha? Amruli harezu becheskatara. She becheskatara. What's the problem? And then he said to her, "Shishi chamishi revi shlishi sheini mai." What about if she did a bedik on the 6th, the 5th, the 4th, the 3rd day, the 2nd day? Notice that he never asked on the first day, right? So Amale Loshna makes no difference. Once the Mishnah said the 7th day, doesn't mean the 7th day Dafka, means any day. Back to the 2nd day that will be passing like the Chachamim Batrai. The 2nd, the last Chachamim, right? So Barishon says, Rebbe, Lo Sha'alti. I never asked him. I never asked them. V'ta'iti she'lo sha'alti. Look at Rashi, yeah? V'ta'iti she'lo sha'alti. She'ilu sha'alti ayu metaharin. I'm pretty sure, says Rebbe, had I asked him about the 5th, they would have said yes as well. So who holds that the first day is even good enough? Rebbe, right? So when that Gemara says, "Who? Yes, it's Rebbe." So now the Gemara says, "A bit of a change in the text." Look at the Mishnah Shas there. It says he got the Rashba in Trata Baita Aruch. He says like this: "Hatam time mai kulu la becheska tumekaimi." Why didn't Rebbe ask the question about the first day? He says because in all those other cases, on the 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, there was a chazoka that. That she wasn't becheska tuma, v'chayvan de pasak pasak, and therefore since they did a hefsek, they did a hefsek. But rishon nami kayvan de pasak pasak, the first day she did a bedik as well, it would have been hefsek. So why didn't he ask about the first day? He says no, mikar my savar hoyil v'huchzak mayan patuach. Because the first day she chazok about and you go right, okay, right. New mishnah, quick mishnah, hazava hazava. Is it already at a clock? At a clock, wow, off the clock. Okay, we're doing well time-wise, but it's late. Okay. We'll do this quickly. Hazava, hazava, shebat, kotzma, yom, mishon. So hazava, hazava, the bedik on the first day. We've seen this Gemara before. This is on Daf Zayin, Vav. Right at the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Zayin. Right, so hazava, hazava, there, because they've got to do, now, this is Midat Torah, right? They've got to do 7 yemei, sheva yemei hefsek. They've got to do 7-day bedikah. Right, so on the first day, they did a bedikah. Right, zava zava atam b'yom rishon umatzu tahor, and b'yom shvi umatzu. They did a bedikah on the 1st and the 7th. They didn't do the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Ushayim shebein time lo bagdim the bedikah. Rabbi Dezer Omer harei hein becheskat harez. You know what? The first day and the 7th day for me is good enough. I'm assuming that the rest of the days are all good and they're fine. Rabbi Shua Omer no. Ein lemele yom rishon v'yom shvi bilvad. Rabbi Yudah says. Rabbi Yeshua says no. But they got the 1st and the 7th day all together, and the 6th, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. They don't count. Basically, they got 2 days. They got another 5 days. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, ein lahem ela yom shvi'i bilvad. And let's be honest, Rabbi Akiva makes the most sense. Either you got Rabbi Elezer or Rabbi Akiva, right? Either you got the in-between days, and the Gemara is going to say in a second. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, only the 7th day is good enough, because the rest of the day don't count, therefore from the last day what counts, and now 6 more days. It was like a Tanya, my Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, there's a brighter where Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua had a discussion. Rabbi Elezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand, you're counting in not in the right order. You count in the first day and the seventh day, and then the sex of the first day, then you've got 6 days in the middle, or five in the middle, and then the second day, then the third day. You're not counting in order about Torah. Didn't the Torah say, Achar titahir? What do you mean Achar titahir? Achar lukudan. You've got to be tahor after all days. It would have to be in order. Shlotahir, tumma mafseka, but it shouldn't be tumma in the middle. What are you saying, really, Rabbi Yeshua? Are you saying is the first day is tahor, the seventh day is tahor, but second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth are tumayim. And the Torah says you've got to have a complete 7 days of tahor. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, va'ata, and you Rabbi Eliezer, i'ata modeh, don't you agree with me, he says, she'bezav she'ra'a keri, a zav that sees a keri. So a zav now who's counting his 7 days, and on the third day he's a bal keri. Right, let's look at Rashi very quickly. Even you would agree that in the case of a carry, the guy on the third day has a carry. So what do? We just say, skip out that day. And the following day, count again. So you went the first day, the second day, the third day. On the third day, you see carry, we skip it out. You got the first and second. The next day, you go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 again. So even you're agreeing with me that it's sirugin, because you aren't going 7 straight days. And another case, ubenazir. Remember we had this other day in the Gemara, I don't know where it was. We had the Chahalich Schachot Ufraot. And we said there, Schachot. Remember we had like if there's a tree growing over and a praot, if there were rocks growing out of the wall, there was Safek Nidtame. Remember that? We had that? Right? And Nazir Shalach Schachot Ufraot. Rashi says, yeah, Schachot Ufraot. Shain Safek Oil. Safek Oil. Enoto Yomole Leminyan Nizirotto. A Nazir, who's also, right, he's 30 day for Nazirut. So now on the 27th day, he walks under a tree which might have had tumah. It's a safek. So we say that he's not, that he can't count those days. Also, Shemoni Besirugin, he also now skips that day and then carries on counting. And the Torah says there, with regards to a nazi, look, Likutei Rashi over there. He says down the bottom, Likutei Rashi. He says there, Vayamim Harishonim Yiplu, Lo Yalu Mina Minyan, Vehizil Hashemet, Yemei Nizro, Yachzor Vibenen, Ezrutu Bitchila. And yet he skips that day, doesn't start counting again. The Torah says we have to have full days, and yet over here we don't make him count again, right? So he says, so how do you answer that? So even you would agree that in the case of a Nazir, in the case of a Zav, that they don't have pure 7 days in a row, 3 days in a row. How are you accusing me now of the Sirugi? So Rabbi Eliezer is not so. How does Rabbi Eliezer answer the question? No, it's like a Bishlam Hatam. There, with regards to Zav who saw Keri, says Rashi, in that case, L'tom'ah ba, says the Torah, Amar Rachmana. She'ena soteret ele yomah. Rakon says, L'tom'ah ba, look at Rashi, L'tom'ah ba ketiv, zot Torah ta'zav, va'asher tetei menu shichvat zer v'chule, ma'ziva soteret af Keri soter. So just like a Zav would be soteret to a Keri, but now it's limited, because if ma'ziva soteret ta'kol af Keri soter, so now we know that if he saw Zav, would completely destroy the counting. Should a carry also completely destroy the counting? It was a tamu lomar l'tumah ba. Ein l'chastir ele b'tumah kamur ba. Ma tumat carry yom echad af shirim carry. With a normal case of carry, we only have 1 day. So too, when a carry comes in the middle of a zav, we also only have 1 day. That's a limud. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Amar Chmana she'en esoteret l'yoma. Ve'im ishum ichlufei zav ba'al carry. Lo mechle, we don't. So what's the Nazir? Same thing with Nazir. Nazir shelech al gabes chachot upraot nami bidoraita mina Torah for a Nazir to be soter and will be said there by hamim marishunim yiplu. He can't have days of tumah. That's only but ohel ma'aliyah beina needs a proper midoraita. That's a proper ohel. This chacha and praot only sveikot. Rabbananu de Gaz, Rabbanan is the one who goes there over here with his chachot and praot. Rabbanan bedoraita lo michle. What's our concern? We aren't worried over here. I said as well, by the way. Ve'i ichlufe zav ba'keri lo michle. What's the chashash over here? That if we make kill with regards to a case of a keri, he might come to when he sees a proper zav, also not wipe out. Probably he might make a mistake and only do 1 day again. We aren't worried about that from a zav to keri. And the same thing here, because it's a doraita, he needs a proper ohel. Drabanan, it's only a schacha and a praot. We aren't worried that he'll make a mistake and think in a doraita that he can also only have 1 day with the lo michlaf. Aval hacha, but yes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, in your case with the zav, ichai shinan dil mechazai besafek. Right? If you think that he saw, why are you saying the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth days don't count? Because you said there's a safek of yeah, he might have seen been a zav. See, if that's the case, atidi chlufa bevada. Then when he definitely says it, he also might come to make a mistake. If you're saying, right, Barhacha, so that is why Barhacha Icha shouldn't deal with Chazah b'safek. If you're saying that if he might have seen it, therefore lichlufe bevadai. I'm confused now. Look at Rashi. Sorry. אבל הכאיך השינן ולא תמנה יום שבינתיים בשום דיל מחזה בספק. Now, if you, the way you want to do it, Rabbi Yishai, you want to say, don't count the days in between because there might have been a ספק that he saw. עתיד המחלף בוודא. When he comes to בוודא, how would make a mistake? דאמרינן, מדלא מנינן הנה ימים. Right, since he never counted. Ah, look what he says there. Rashi explains it nicely. He says, since you don't count those days in between, ודאי חזאי בינתיים, a command, if you would count, he says to him, Rabbi Yeshua, make up your mind. Either you say that it's fully tahor, or you say that it's fully tameh. Or maybe the last day Rabbi Kiv you could have. Because if you're going to say that you're allowing the first day, because he might have seen in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, then what will happen? Right, when he does see in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, he'll end up saying that you can also count Sirugin on the first day I didn't see. Second day I did see. Only don't count the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And the seventh day I did see, count the seventh day again. Right? That will be the confusion. So therefore, he says to him, let's stop over here.